Yeah, I'll just jump in a little bit here because, Earl Scruggs really was the first groundbreaking guy, but he was this special, he was Earl Scruggs, whereas you guys were, for starters, nobodies, and you suddenly became somebody.
Still.
No. Thank you, but no. And here's a little story, and I'm sure Drew will remember this. Right after Hot Rise had disbanded, I decided I'd go into business doing consulting for people in the music business, because by then I knew a fair amount. And my friends, Drew and Mark Vann, the banjo player, they were in a band called the Left Hand String Band. Why was it called Left Hand? Because a lot of things around Boulder are called Left Hand because the Indian chief, who was the most important chief there, was named Niwot, which means left hand. Anyway, they were the Left Hand String Band, and they had a record out. It was a good record. This was a good band. And so Mark and Drew came over to my house with little Sydney, who is three, and she's in her 30s now. Anyway, I knew how good they were, and I like them personally, but I had a very disappointing thing for myself because I knew what would happen with the Left Hand String Band was that they'd get compared to Newgrass Revival, which is not fair, but Newgrass Revival is absolutely incredible, but because of Drew's singing, which is a little bit out of the rock mold, not just bluegrass, and no matter how good any banjo player is, they're not going to be like Bela Fleck, etc. So I said, I just don't know what you can do with your band to really get on the map. And it made me sad, and I said goodbye to them. I collected the money, of course, but but it was like, sorry, I don't know what to advise you. And I even had a book out at the time called How to Make a Band Work, but they were in a odd place like that, because Newgrass didn't have the easiest time getting booked at bluegrass festivals. They couldn't get gigs in their own hometown of Louisville. Anyway, next thing I knew, there was a thing called Leftover Salmon, and I thought, oh, that's so great, because now they can be who they are and see what happens. And one last footnote is, I was at Merlefest, and they had made their first performance at Merlefest. And they were driving this beat-up old crash pad bus, a yellow old school bus. And I thought, well, it's nice that they're here, and they went over well. And then at one point in the festival, I hear a gigantic cheer come up from the old yellow school bus, and they found out how much they made at the merch tent, which was more, I'm sure, more than they got paid for the festival. Oh, yeah. And that was a milestone as far as I was concerned, because the Merlefest crowd is eclectic, like Doc Watson was eclectic, but it was very much of a bluegrass crowd, and there's a lot of young people there. Merlefest made a point of having young people. They would have the whole town take off school for Friday, and school kids could get in free, and that made a big difference compared to the old yeehaw duffers, the lawn chair occupants at most festivals, and anyway, they broke it open.